The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. There is no greater community builder than adoption. Welcome to Your Adoption Coach with host Kelly Ellison. If you are starting an adoption or just thinking about it, or maybe someone you know is going through an adoption and you want to help, please stay tuned over the next hour as we will educate and inspire you with some real stories and information about resources that can help. Now, here is your host, Kelly Ellison.
Good afternoon. I want to welcome everyone to the show today. Thanks so much for taking time to tune in and just be inspired and educated all about adoption. You're listening to Your Adoption Coach, and I'm Kelly Ellison, your host. This is our 10th month of the show. We started the show back in June of last year. So far, we've had over 155 listeners to the show, and we just want to say thank you to everyone who's following our show. And if you have an opportunity to share this with your friends and family, anyone that you think might be interested in adoption, please do so. Remember the statistic that I give, and that is 1 out of 3 people have some connection to adoption. So by chance, if you're sharing this with your friends and family, they have some connection to adoption. If you're interested in hearing more of our shows, or you just want to download some of our previous podcasts, you can go to our website at www.voiceamerica.com. You'll find me on the Variety Channel, Your Adoption Coach. So, you know, last week we had an interesting show from Jay Hyman, who is CEO and founder of Nature's One. Nature's One is the leader in organic medical pediatric nutrition. I've said before, even though they are a sponsor of our show, I am so impressed with this company. And after my interview with Jay, I was even more impressed with just his personal commitment for creating the most organic nutritional formulas for kids. Now, last year, Jay was really surprised by a call from the media the day before a major article was to come out regarding arsenic found in brown rice syrup. Nature's One is one of the many companies that uses this ingredient as a key ingredient to their products. Rather than take a hit and just go back to business as usual, Jay set on a personal mission to find a supplier who could provide a completely organic, arsenic-free brown rice syrup. Today, Nature's One is the only U.S. company that can say that their products are completely organic and arsenic-free. Now, it's interesting. We learned a lot during this show. Arsenic is found in our soil naturally, but nonetheless, it's an important distinction. We wanted to bring this information to our listeners because, as Jay pointed out, for those families who are bringing their kids home from another country, the nutritional needs may be very compromised, and this might be some important information as you're selecting the best nutrition for your child. If you missed the show, you can check it out on our website at voiceamerica.com. Get on the Adoption Coach Radio and download the podcast and any of the other podcasts. If you'd like to learn some more information about Nature's One, you can go to their website at www.naturesone.com. So this week, I'm really delighted to have the opportunity to interview Craig Juntinen, who is president and founder of Both Ends Burning, a nonprofit organization. They are a child welfare advocate and a passionate believer in international adoption. Craig is the author of Both Ends Burning, My Story of Adopting 3 Children from Haiti, and the executive producer of the acclaimed documentary Stuck. Craig leads the campaign's effort to build a social movement to enact real and lasting change for the world's orphaned and abandoned children. In his early life, he was involved heavily in athletics, playing quarterback for a total of 14 seasons. He finished his athletic career as a quarterback in the Canadian Football League. He was elected to the State of Idaho Athletic Hall of Fame and the University of Idaho Hall of Fame. His experience as a leader on the football field led to his developing into an entrepreneur. He built and sold a company with a very successful track record and temporarily retired. His experience as a quarterback and entrepreneur blended together to form a philanthropic passion. He's been involved in many charitable efforts, and until recently, his most notable achievement was launching the Chances for Children Foundation, which supports villages in Haiti and has placed more than 100 children in adoptive families in the last 3 years. He and his wife, Kathy, live in Scottsdale, Arizona, with their three children, Amalek, Espy, and Quinn. I hope I'm pronouncing those correctly. We want to just say welcome to Craig today, joining us from San Diego, right, Craig?
Thank you, Kelly. We are on the, I think the number five freeway in San Diego. I'm on the bus, and it's a pleasure to be on your show. Best of all worlds right now.
Yes, I'm just so excited to have you on the show, and just want to say thank you so much. I know you're busy. We're very excited to feature you on the show and talk about this amazing campaign that you have going on. You and I really just had an opportunity to chat for a moment, but it all started with a book, Both Ends Burning. Let's see, the title is Both Ends Burning, My Story of Adopting Three Children from Haiti. You wrote after your trip to Haiti to adopt your three children. Did I pronounce their names right? Espy?
Yeah, you did. Amalek, Esperancia, we call her Espy, and Quinn. And they are the source of inspiration behind all of this, because as when our children came home, you know, we really saw how kids are kids, whether they're born in Houston or Haiti, and we saw them having all of their human potential and their evolve and grow and blossom right before our very eyes, just as all kids do. But on the other side, as we took over this one orphanage in Haiti in 2006, we saw this eclipse of human potential because these children weren't exposed to the same developmental opportunities that our kids were. And that was probably the very beginnings of this journey I've been on for the last 6 years.
Yeah, amazing. So I have to go back, though, before we go any farther. You're a quarterback? Really?
Well, ex-quarterback. Yeah, I played football in the dark and distant past. And, you know, it was a great opportunity for me to learn some really valuable life skills. And I think sport gives all children that opportunity. You learn about teamwork, and you learn about the condition of the human spirit through sport. And you know, being a quarterback for 14 years, I also acquired some leadership skills that I believe have served me well, not only when I had my business career, but I think they're serving all of us now as we try to build this campaign and this movement to support children outside of parental care.
Yeah, it's amazing. And you sold your company, so you were a quarterback, and then you had a company. Can you tell us about what was the nature of that particular company that you sold? Was it sports-related?
No, it wasn't sports-related. It was we had a human resource, a human capital company. So we had a couple of search firms. We had an HR consultancy. We had a staffing company, and we had an IT consultancy. And we basically helped organizations acquire and manage their employees, and it was a great opportunity for us to create this blend of competitive spirit that I learned in sport, because there is a competitive nature to business, and the companies that typically have the greatest success patterns are the ones who typically have the greatest sense of team spirit. So. There was some spillover to the work that we were doing from my athletic career, but it was really, we were building and helping create successful companies.
Yeah. And you know what I love about your story, Craig, and I think that this is relevant to a lot of folks. When I first started doing this show, I realized that there are so many folks who get into adoption by virtue of adopting, and then they come out of adoption and they are become social entrepreneurs, very passionate, passionate social entrepreneurs. The adoption community is full of people like that. And how our lives seem to sort of meld together, your leadership skills that you talked about as a quarterback, your experience with running a company, your opportunity to go to Haiti and adopt your three wonderful children. All of that is so exciting for me because it culminates into just this amazing amount of passion and motivation for what you're doing.
Well, when I first discovered this problem with a system of international adoption, I wrote the book really to inspire others to consider the possibility of adopting, and the book actually did serve its purpose. Now, to be clear, it'll never be confused as a literary masterpiece, but the book did inspire people to consider the possibility of either creating their family or adding to their family through adoption. And then the first real key learning for me was good people with a sincere interest in wanting to adopt a child couldn't. There were these roadblocks and barriers. And so what we were doing, we were turning good people with a sincere interest in adding a child or creating adding a child to their family or creating a family through adoption, we were just turning them away. And at first I thought, Kelly, I thought, I must be misunderstanding this. And it was, but that was the beginnings of a 3-year fact-finding mission that I went on. We actually hired a research firm in Costa Mesa, California, and we did a very comprehensive study about international adoption. I had the good fortune to then work with one of the leading consulting, global consulting companies who did a 100-day study and a great white paper. And I went to UNICEF, I went to UN, I went to the State Department, I went to members of Congress. I did my homework, and what happened was, at first I was just curious, and then that curiosity led to real concern, and then my concerns led to outrage, and it was that outrage that actually inspired me to start the Both Ends Burning campaign, and then create the film to generate awareness and educate the public about the silent social tragedy.
Right, right. Well, it's amazing. I'm so thrilled to have you with us today, and we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back, and when we come back, stay with us, because we're going to break this down. We've got a book, we've got a documentary, we've got a tour, we've got a movement, and anyone who is even remotely interested in adoption, even if adoption has not touched your life at this point, please do stay with us, because we have some exciting information and an exciting guest, Craig Juntinen, who is the president and founder of Both Ends Burning and executive producer of the documentary film Stuck. I'm Kelly Ellison, your adoption coach. We'll be right back.
Stay connected.
Sign up for our newsletter.
Go beyond your favorite Voice America shows. Visit iradioblog.com.
Food and eating issues can be one of the most challenging obstacles facing families with newly adopted children. Food sensitivities, changes in appetite, and pickiness can create nutritional gaps. Plus, many newly adopted kids are at a higher risk for malnutrition due to improper feeding, illness, parasites, and a nutrient-poor diet. Fill those gaps with PediaSmart, the only organic option in a complete nutrition beverage. Organic assures non-GMO ingredients, no chemical processing, and nothing artificial. PediaSmart Organic offers the extra calories and nutrients kids need in two great flavors they love. Available at naturesone.com.
America's Christian Credit Union believes every child deserves a forever family. Our adoption loan program has helped over 500 children find a loving home. We understand the adoption process and will work with you to find the financial solution that will be best for your family. Find out about our adoption loans on our website at www.americaschristiancu.com. Or you can call us at 1-800-343-6328. Once again, that's 1-800-343-6328 for an adoption loan with America's Christian Credit Union. On approved credit and rates subject to change without notice, federally insured by the NCUA.
Beacon House Adoption Services has been providing services to birth and adopting parents since 1989. We offer experience and professionalism throughout your adoption, whether domestic or international. Licensed in multiple states, Beacon House is Hague accredited through COA, accredited by the Russian Federation for International Adoptions and by the Republic of Moldova. Our domestic adoptions are nationwide. Call 225-753-5551. A 501c3 charitable organization.
If you're considering adoption and feeling overwhelmed, you're not alone. U.S. Adopt can help. We provide domestic adoption consulting services that simplify and shorten your path to parenthood. Our new approach improves and accelerates your results, minimizes expenses, and eliminates costly mistakes. Whether you choose to work with an agency or attorney, to take advantage of our free consultation and learn how we can help you, please call U.S. Adopt at 212-710-2763 or visit www.usadopt.com.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to Your Adoption Coach with Kelly Ellison. To connect with Kelly or her guests today, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. Would you rather send us an email? Please send questions or comments about the show to coach at youradoptioncoachradio.com. Now, back to the show.
Thanks so much for staying with us. I'm Kelly Ellison, your adoption coach. So excited today. We have with us Craig Juntinen, who is the president and founder of Both Ends Burning, a nonprofit organization that is around advocacy and passionate around international adoption. Craig is the author of Both Ends Burning, My Story of Adopting Three Children from Haiti. And he's the executive producer of the acclaimed documentary Stuck, which is on tour right now. And they're in San Diego. Craig is calling us from his mobile touring van, and we're so excited to have you with us, Craig. Before the break, you were talking about your three kids, and before we get into telling us about the organization, tell us how they're doing. Espy, Amalek, and Quinn, how old are your kids, and are they siblings?
They came home in 2006, and at the time they were 5, 4, and 9 months old. They're not biologically related, but they're siblings now. Yeah. And, you know, I think one of the things that everybody who's been through adoption really understands is that there's no asterisk next to our family. You know, we are a family like every other family. We may not have been created in the more traditional manner, but, you know, we have our good days, we have our bad days, but our kids are really doing great. Like, Amalek now is 12. He's a fabulous athlete. I mean, his real gift is his athletic ability, and he was the MVP of his Pee Wee Football League. He's been playing club baseball. He was the captain of his club soccer team, and he's really just a leader. And he really loves competing, and he loves sport. And it's just so fun to see him flourish in that realm. Espy, on the other hand, is a fabulous artist. And we just got her report card, which was very, very good. I'm so proud of that. But what Espy really gravitates to is art. So we have her in some special art programs. And she really now wants to be a fashion designer. And you should see some of the work that she does. So when she's got some free time, she's creating artistic fashion And then Quinn is our 7-year-old, and his ambition is he wants to be an actor, and we've got him in some drama classes right now. And so, you know, I think, again, this what I see every day at our breakfast table is these three children with their unique human potential starting to flourish and grow and blossom right before our very eyes. And then on the other hand, I know these children, these millions and millions of children who today are condemned to living in orphanages, they don't have a chance to thrive. They are fighting for survival every day. And this eclipse of human potential in this planet that is confined and contained to these orphanages is just, it's a tragedy that we can fix. And that's what this whole movement is about.
Well, and you say on your website that this is a national campaign to educate America about the 10 million children, 10 million children in our world who live outside of a family setting. That number is boggling to me.
What's even more boggling, Kelly, is that if you look at the Joe Jones report, there's 900,000 families in this country at any given time who would like to adopt those children.
Yes.
And so we have an available and abundant solution for many of these children that we just are not utilizing. And that's the tragedy, is that this solution is available today. It's a very abundant solution. And by the way, it's what every child needs is the love and guidance and safety that only a family can provide.
Right. And, so I'm just going to say, so let's just break this down in terms of an umbrella of what you're creating here. So you have Both Ends Burning, which is the nonprofit foundation or organization that is holding all of this up, if you will, in terms of their mission. And then you have Stuck, the documentary, which is the film, and that's what you're touring with. So tell us how you got from a book to a nonprofit agency to a documentary film. You know, that's just an amazing way to get people's attention.
Well, you know, first, you know, I think what I understand is relative to facilitating at-risk children to join a family, what we're doing isn't really working. And in my opinion, is validated by statistical measurement. I mean, international adoption has declined every year for 8 straight years. However, most people, we did this survey in 2009, and 8 out of 10 Americans believe international adoption is on the rise. So we have a perception problem and some misunderstandings. And so what we went back, we said, how would we solve this problem? Our outcome is we would like to see more children joining a family, and we would like to see the practice of adoption, whether it's domestic adoption, international adoption, foster care programs, we'd like to see those practices thriving and growing every year instead of eroding and declining. And so we thought the first key step was awareness. And simply because most people don't know about this problem. And so we went out to make a documentary film, which is housed and owned by the Both Ends Burning Foundation. So the film is not a, you know, commercial enterprise. It's purely used as a tool to create awareness, educate the public about an issue that they don't know much about, and then try to mobilize the population so that we can create the social and political will to deal with the issue. And if you see our bus that is, you know, going to be in 62 cities over the next 80 days, you know, that's 18,000 miles I'll be on this bus. And on the side of the bus, you know, is our poster, which says, you know, it's more than a movie, it's a movement.
Right.
And I'm encouraged because, Kelly, if you look at how social transformation has happened in the past, social movements do work. And, you know, you can look at, you know, the Women's Rights Campaign or the Civil Rights Campaign, or you can look at what Mothers Against Drunk Driving did. And we change our minds frequently. And we do so when we begin to pay attention to experience, common sense, and new information. And so the Stuck Tour was inspired and grounded in this premise that new information and common sense will collide and we hope change will prevail. Our goal is to get 1 million signatures over the course of the tour, and the tour will culminate in Washington, D.C. on May 17th. On that day, Kelly, we're going to have the Step Forward for Orphans March, and we're going to deliver this petition that we're out gathering signatures on today and in every city we're in, and we're going to deliver that petition to President Obama, every member of Congress, and other world leaders, and tell them that basically enough is enough. We need to make children living outside of parental care a real priority, and we need to start really putting some resources and mindshare into finding a more sensible and efficient manner to create the adoption process. I mean, today the average adoption takes 33 months and costs $28,000. That's
just, oh, yeah. Yeah. And I want to go back to this this whole issue around myths around adoption, because in the work that I do around just helping families to raise the money, that, you know, that's the elephant in the room, really, is, right. You know, how much money does this cost? And nobody really wants to talk about that. So how much money does it cost to, you know, complete an adoption, be it domestic or international? And then just how you go about doing that. And I have found that there's no greater community that comes together than for adoption. Everybody wants to be a part of that story. But you mentioned that there are roadblocks in the system. Now, you know, we all watched in just stark disbelief about what was going on with Russia. And I had Chuck Johnson on the phone on this particular show 2 weeks ago, talking about what had happened in Russia. And there's no doubt that there's a huge decline in international adoption. But I'm seeing from the JCICS, from the Congressional Coalition, from the National Council for Adoption, these people are working every day, 12 and 15 hours a day, to rectify this situation and to help to make the international adoption process more transparent and more workable. So when you talk about roadblocks in the system, can you help us understand where you found some of those roadblocks, Craig?
Well, you know, I think you have to look at this. You know, you have to look at what is the fundamental components of this process. And really what's at the heart of the matter is determining eligibility. You have to determine that the family is an appropriate family to provide a loving, nurturing, and safe environment for a child. And we have to determine that the child is a legitimate orphan living outside of parental care. And
right.
So we're determining suitability and need. And what we have said is that we should start looking at this process in entrepreneurial terms instead of bureaucratic terms. And I believe that we can create a new system down the road once we've created this, we've elevated this issue and we've elevated, you know, the lives of children living outside of parental care as a priority. But you know, our what if is, what if instead of 33 months, it took 10 months? And what if instead of $28,000, it could cost $8,000? How many more children would find their way into a family? And I think, I don't know the official number, but the number, what I think the answer is a lot more. And I think that's a very healthy ambition, is to try to look at this and rethink a system that creates greater transparency, greater safeguards, reduces time, and reduces cost. The most important variable in this whole process is this element of time, because every day matters in the developmental cycle of these children.
Right.
And we can compress time, and we can create a better way. We just have to have the political will and the social will to do so.
I completely agree, and I love your concept and idea of applying entrepreneurial entrepreneurial philosophy, if you will, to this problem and this issue, because I do think that it is, as you have said, a very big problem. And I do think there are a lot of people that are working on the problem, but I think that as you have suggested, there needs to be kind of a more of a social movement around this, and that certainly is what you're working for. So we're going to take a short break. Again, I am with Craig Juntinen, who is president and founder of Both Ends Burning, on the bus in San Diego with his Stuck Tour. You can find out more information about the tour by going to the website www.stuckdocumentary.com. And if you want to find more information out about this particular work and Craig's work, you can go to www.bothendsburning.org. We will be right back. Do stay with us. Plenty more to talk about. And stay with us.
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Food and eating issues can be one of the most challenging obstacles facing families with newly adopted children. Food sensitivities, changes in appetite, and pickiness can create nutritional gaps. Plus, many newly adopted kids are at a higher risk for malnutrition due to improper feeding, illness, parasites, and a nutrient-poor diet. Fill those gaps with PediaSmart, the only organic option in a complete nutrition beverage. Organic assures non-GMO ingredients, no chemical processing, and nothing artificial. PediaSmart Organic offers the extra calories and nutrients kids need in two great flavors they love. Available at naturesone.com.
America's Christian Credit Union believes every child deserves a forever family. Our adoption loan program has helped over 500 children find a loving home. We understand the adoption process and will work with you to find the financial solution that will be best for your family. Find out about our adoption loans on our website at www.americaschristiancu.com. Or you can call us at 1-800-343-6328. Once again, that's 1-800-343-6328 for an adoption loan with America's Christian Credit Union on approved credit and rates subject to change without notice, federally insured by the NCUA.
Beacon House Adoption Services has been providing services to birth and adopting parents since 1989. We offer experience and professionalism throughout your adoption, whether domestic or international. Licensed in multiple states, Beacon House is Hague accredited through COA, accredited by the Russian Federation for International Adoptions and by the Republic of Moldova. Our domestic adoptions are nationwide. Call 225-753-5551, a 501c3 charitable organization.
If you're considering adoption and feeling overwhelmed, you're not alone. U.S. Adopt can help. We provide domestic adoption consulting services that simplify and shorten your path to parenthood. Our new approach improves and accelerates your results, minimizes expenses, and eliminates costly mistakes. Whether you choose to work with an agency or attorney, to take advantage of our free consultation and learn how we can help you, please call U.S. Adopt at 212-710-2763 or visit www.usadopt.com.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to Your Adoption Coach with Kelly Ellison. To connect with Kelly or her guests today, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. Would you rather send us an email? Please send questions or comments about the show to coach@youradoptioncoachradio.com. Now, back to the show.
Thanks so much for staying with us. I'm Kelly Ellison. You're listening to Your Adoption Coach Radio. I have with me today Craig Juntinen, who is the president and founder of Both Ends Burning, a nonprofit organization advocating for international adoption and just every child finding a family. And Craig has started a campaign, a movement, if you will, around bringing people together, around understanding what some of the misconceptions of international and domestic adoption are, why it's so expensive, why there are so many roadblocks in the way, and we're really sort of breaking that down today with Craig. I do want to say that if you want some more information about Craig and his work, you can go to the foundation or the organization, their website, www.bothendsburning.org. You can also find more information about the tour at www.stuckdocumentary.com, where you can follow the tour bus. You can get online and see if it's coming to your city and what date it's coming to your city. I'm excited. You're coming to Kansas City on April 20th. Very excited, and I'm actually going to be participating in that particular launch here in Kansas City. So we were just talking a little bit, Craig, about this whole idea of the petition that you're looking for. You guys are going to end up in Washington, D.C. on May 17th. That's the last day of the tour, the last city. And you have a petition, Make a Child's Right to a Family Our Priority. Tell us about the petition and what your hope is, how many signatures you need, and how that process is going to work.
Well, it's grounded in the premise that political systems and governments very seldom do anything proactively. They react. And so,
yes.
Actually, in 2009, I went to a very prominent senator, just as an individual citizen, to talk about this issue and ask for his leadership to start to examine it and explore some possible solutions. And he said he couldn't help me because, for a variety of reasons, but you know, here I was just one voice asking for help. And the way we're going to really produce change is the way change has been produced historically, is when a large group of people come together, stomp their feet in unison, and force the issue. And so we want to make children living outside of parental care a real priority, and we intend to do so by gathering 1 million signatures by people who care in this country about this issue and deliver that petition. And we think that will be, you know, a key first step. You know, obviously, we are not going to knock this wall down with one swing of the bat. But once we get people's attention and our government, which has been a world leader for a long, long time, when our government starts to elevate these children's lives as a real social priority, I really believe we have the ability to create solutions. Solutions are well within our reach. We just have not made this a priority, and we haven't put the political or social will into the or any energy into this issue. So that's what the movement's all about.
Okay. It's wonderful. And so if anybody wants to sign the petition, it's on your website. It's on the Both Ends Burning website. Is it also on the Stuck website?
Yes. If I'm both stuckdocumentary.com, which is our film-centric site, and then bothendsburning.org, which is our campaign-centric site.
Okay. And this has implications across the board. We're not just talking about international adoption, but we're talking about, as you said earlier, domestic adoption and also foster care. The whole idea here is that we want to raise the awareness and understanding of those 10 million children in our world who live outside of a family setting and how very, very important that is. I can tell you that going to China in 2007 to adopt our daughter, it's a life-changing experience, and there's just nothing that can, I'm without words in terms of what I saw, what I experienced, that experience in general in terms of bonding and meeting our daughter for the first time. And honestly, you want to take everybody home. There's no other way around that. So I want to just encourage everyone who's listening to this show. And again, if you have an opportunity to share this broadcast and share this with your friends and family, please do so. Get on the Stuck website, www.stuckdocumentary.com. and let's find out where when this bus is coming to your town and get around that so that we can bring this petition to Washington, D.C. on May 17th. So, Craig, I want to talk for just a moment a little bit about Russia, because I said in the last segment that we all kind of stood and watched that happening. I have had Chuck Johnson from the National Council for Adoption on the show that really broke that down for us, and it really completely was just a political debacle, if you will. And a lot of people in political positions that were just kind of using children, and it just was, it's just been an amazingly awful experience, and there are so many families and agencies that have really suffered because of that. How do we keep this thing from happening again? I mean, what are your thoughts about that? I'm interested to know.
Well, you know, the Russia scenario is just one more example of how the best interest of adults continue to trump the best interest of children.
So true.
This was clearly just, this was fueled by political agenda, had nothing to do with the specific issue of adoption. And, you know, what we don't consider, which is a real shame, is what are the consequences for the children when these actions by these leaders are taking in Russia? I mean, first of all, the platform for the decision-making process in this case really seems absurd to all of us. But beyond that, we have to continue our thinking down the line of, okay, now, what are the consequences for these children? And, you know, that's something that we need to really start to considering or start to consider. And I see that all the time because, you know, I'm at the breakfast table with my three kids every day. And I see, you know, what a family is doing for them and what it's doing for me, frankly. But then, you know, as we traveled the world, we filmed in probably 30 different orphanages to make Stuck. And again, you see these children being denied the thing they need most. And, you know, one number that I think your viewers or your audience might find interesting is, you know, we've had 8 years of decline of just international adoption.
Right.
If it had stayed constant, Kelly, so it didn't go up or down, but it just stayed straight. It's 61,000 children would be at home with their family. 61,000 more kids tonight would be at home having dinner with their family. Now, Kelly, if you were running international adoption, and you were in charge, and you were able to grow it at a very modest pace for the next or for the last 8 years, at 7%, which is unbalanced, you will agree, a very modest assumption. If that was the case, 130,000 more kids would be at home tonight with their family, just on a simple 7% growth. And so again, when you look at this 8 years of decline, and you look at the stuff that's happening in Russia and in Guatemala and in Vietnam and in Nepal and in Cambodia, the list goes on and on, what we have to do is think about what are the consequences for these kids who are being denied the thing they need most.
Absolutely, absolutely. And when we forget that and we get into all the politics of the matter, we really do miss the entire point. And to hear Chuck Johnson talk about this issue and how personal it was for him. Also, I was just on the phone last week with some families, and the fortitude of these families who were in the Russia pipeline and have now have to start over. And I want to point out, not only start over, but start over financially, start over emotionally. This is just not something that you just forget. This was a huge impact on these families, a huge impact on these kids. It had a huge ripple effect on everyone. So you're absolutely right. And let me just point us back to the way that I really love the idea of individuals making change. Margaret Mead told us that. There are just so many individuals, as you said, about social change. This is something that doesn't take a minute. You can literally get on the website at www.stuckdocumentary.com, sign that petition. If you do nothing else today, sign that petition. Help us reach, help Craig and his team reach 1 million signatures so that we can deliver this message to the folks in Washington, D.C. on May 17th. So when we come back, I want to talk a little bit, Craig, about your dream. So it's 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road. How have we impacted and changed international adoption? And then I also want you to kind of break down for us. I'm real curious. We haven't had a chance to talk about this, but real curious about how you went about producing a documentary. And I've seen clips of it. I have not seen the film yet, but I've seen clips of it. And it is amazing. So I'd like to know a little bit more about that. We're going to be right back. I'm with Craig Juntinen, who is the president and founder of Both Ends Burning and the executive producer of Stuck, the documentary. I do want to do a call out to our sponsors who make this show possible. We are so grateful for their support. U.S. Adopt, Nature's One, Beacon House Adoptions, and America's Christian Credit Union for helping us make this show possible. Do stay with us. We have more to come.
The future of online TV is here.
View exclusive content from your favorite talk radio hosts and new programs that you can't see anywhere else. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv today.
Food and eating issues can be one of the most challenging obstacles facing families with newly adopted children. Food sensitivities, changes in appetite, and pickiness can create nutritional gaps. Plus, many newly adopted kids are at a higher risk for malnutrition due to improper feeding, illness, parasites, and a nutrient-poor diet. Fill those gaps with PediaSmart, the only organic option in a complete nutrition beverage. Organic assures non-GMO ingredients, no chemical processing, and nothing artificial. PediaSmart Organic offers the extra calories and nutrients kids need in two great flavors they love. Available at naturesone.com.
America's Christian Credit Union believes every child deserves a forever family. Our adoption loan program has helped over 500 children find a loving home. We understand the adoption process and will work with you to find the financial solution that will be best for your family. Find out about our adoption loans on our website at www.americaschristiancu.com. Or you can call us at 1-800-343-6328. Once again, that's 1-800-343-6328 for an adoption loan with America's Christian Credit Union on approved credit and rates subject to change without notice, federally insured by the NCUA.
Beacon House Adoption Services has been providing services to birth and adopting parents since 1989. We offer experience and professionalism throughout your adoption, whether domestic or international. Licensed in multiple states, Beacon House is Hague accredited through COA, accredited by the Russian Federation for International Adoptions and by the Republic of Moldova. Our domestic adoptions are nationwide. Call 225-753-5551, a 501c3 charitable organization.
If you're considering adoption and feeling overwhelmed, you're not alone. U.S. Adopt can help. We provide domestic adoption consulting services that simplify and shorten your path to parenthood. Our new approach improves and accelerates your results, minimizes expenses, and eliminates costly mistakes. Whether you choose to work with an agency or attorney, to take advantage of our free consultation and learn how we can help you, please call U.S. Adopt at 212-710-2763 or visit www.usadopt.com.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to Your Adoption Coach with Kelly Ellison. To connect with Kelly or her guests today, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. Would you rather send us an email? Please send questions or comments about the show to coach at youradoptioncoachradio.com. Now, back to the show.
Thank Thanks so much for staying with us. I'm Kelly Ellison, your adoption coach. We are back. We're back with Craig Juntinen, who is the CEO and founder of Both Ends Burning and the executive producer of Stuck, the acclaimed documentary. We're just so excited to have you here with us. And we've been talking about a lot of different topics, especially about the petition, making a child's right to a family our priority. We're really working. The campaign is really working in the movement to get a million signatures on that particular petition by the time you reach Washington, D.C. on May 17th. So we're very, very excited about that. I want to just talk a little bit, Craig, about your dream, because you shared that with me before, and I think it's really cool. So it's 5 years down the road. It's 10 years down the road, and we've impacted and changed international adoption in what ways?
Well, it's not only international adoption, but I think what I would my dream is to create a wave of energy and influence so that a broad-based, comprehensive set of solutions are available for children to be united with a family. And it starts with family reunification. It starts with foster care programs. It starts with domestic adoption, and it includes international adoption. And if at the forefront of our thinking is the significance of a family to every child, and as a society we vigorously defend every child's right to belong in a family, this broad-based and comprehensive set of solutions will ultimately turn the tide of today, these declining numbers of children being allowed to join a family, and we'll see an increase. And, you know, social transformation has happened. It happens when new information is introduced, things like science and obvious facts, and then common sense and our experiences change our mind. And, you know, I don't think right now there's much debate about the importance of a child into a family. But I think most people don't understand how dire the situation is and how much effort we're going to have to put into really trying to turn this ship around. So my goal is to see everything flourishing that will promote a safe, loving, and permanent family for children today who are at risk.
Well, and I want to echo that. I think that you're right. We get so involved in our own worlds, and we're really good about that. And I think that we just really don't have an understanding. Most folks who have not been involved in international adoption or even adoption in general, they have no understanding for how big this problem is. And we talked earlier in one of the other segments during this show, the number of myths that are out there about adoption. And I deal with that on a daily basis as I coach and work with the families that I'm working with. So what a wonderful dream and vision. And I'm certain that you will accomplish this. So again, if you want more information about Craig's work and Both Ends Burning, you can go to that website at www.bothendsburning.org. So I just have to know how on earth you got to this Stuck, the documentary. I've heard some wonderful things about it. As I said, I haven't seen the film yet. I'm going to wait and see it when everyone else sees it on April 20th in Kansas City. Share with us how you made the film. How long did it take? Did you finance this yourself?
Well, it was financed entirely by donations, and I did make some of those donations, and there were other people who donated as well. It is it's a cause-related film housed by a nonprofit. All of the proceeds for the film go back into the Both Ends Burning campaign. You know, I'd like to say we had a real solid outline and a plan when we made this film, but that's not what happened. I decided to make this film based on recommendations from other people that this was probably our best approach to solve this awareness problem. And, you know, the reaction to the film, Kelly, that we're getting in all of these theaters is twofold. The first reaction is, I had no idea.
Right.
And then the second reaction is, how can I help? So, you know, we really are proud that the film is more than a documentary. It's really a love story. And the challenge, Kelly, at first was that we had a really good news piece. And so we had a lot of talking heads who were passionate and articulate and very knowledgeable about the issue. But there really wasn't a story or a, you know, an arc to the film. And what we accepted was that audiences really connect to storyline and to characters, not necessarily content. And I really wanted a film that really showed how love grows kids. And that's the prevailing message in our film. And we ended up finding three fabulous stories of three very courageous families who allowed us to tell their very personal story that is beautiful. It shows their resolve. It shows how profound and powerful love can be. And it's a very, very touching and moving film. It was, you know, when people watch it now, it looks like it just all came together. And in a way, it did all come together, but it was a lot harder than it looks. And it did us over 2 years. And there were really days where I felt, boy, we were just going into dead end after dead end after dead end, and I was really wondering if we were ever going to be able to really make it. But what kept me going was really this interaction we'd had with all of these children we had the privilege to spend time with when we were out in these various orphanages all over the world. And, and you know, after we would film for the day and we were in one or two orphanages and then the crew would go back to wherever home base was that night, we were just emotionally washed out because we saw all of this how these children were really stuck and how unfair it was for them that they really weren't being able to have a childhood and they really weren't in a position to really thrive and it's to me again what really keeps us motivating. It's why we're in San Diego today. It's why we're going to be on the bus for 18,000 miles. Is we want to form a loud and provocative voice for all of those kids who today have conveniently been ignored. And it's our responsibility, Kelly, to become a voice for these kids because they deserve it.
Yeah, wow. I'm speechless, Craig. It doesn't happen very often. Thank you so, so much for sharing your vision with us and for sharing just this unbelievable fortitude and commitment that you have to this movement. And I hope everyone that's listening to this show today will reach out to 2, 3, 5, 10 people that you think would want to see the film, want to be a part of this movement. This is an opportunity. It's an amazing opportunity that's in front of us to get behind something that is unbelievably important and can have a huge impact on our world and our society. So what city are you in today? Where is the tour today? You're in San Diego, right?
We're in San Diego tonight, and then we will be going to Orange. So what we do is the show starts at 7. We have a Q&A afterwards, which has really been magical. The conversation has been energetic and powerful and meaningful. And then actually after the formal Q&A, the conversation continues as we spill out into the theater. And we typically don't even get on the bus till about 10:30 or 10:45, and we say goodbye to this community and these lovely people who've made up this.
Right. So a question I have is the film appropriate for children?
You know,
like my daughter, she's 6. Is the film appropriate for children?
Probably a little too harsh for maybe a 6-year-old. What we found interesting is that for 10 and above, the early teens are really connecting to this film. And the high school kids, it's perfect for them. And so I wasn't expecting that how this would impact a 10 or 11-year-old child,
but
it does.
Yeah.
And in fact, our showing in Phoenix the other night, we had tons of families attend.
That's amazing.
Would probably say some of the orphanage footage is a little too harsh for maybe a 6-year-old.
Okay. Okay. Appreciate knowing that. And some other, I'm sure if you haven't seen it, you want to know. So unfortunately we have to go. I'm just, again, so grateful for your time, Craig. I know you're a busy guy. Thanks for sharing your vision and your work with us. Again, if you want to find out more information about Craig and his work, you can go to www.bothendsburning.org or the stuckdocumentary.com website to find out more information. Before we go, we want to do a last call out to our sponsors, especially America's Christian Credit Union. Their financial tip this week is that many families have to travel to bring home their children, sometimes internationally. Automating your finances using online bill pay if you need to travel on the spur of the moment. That way you don't have to worry about unpaid bills when you return. Remember that America's Christian Credit Union offers free online banking and free bill pay, as well as other products and services for Christians, including adoption loans. You can visit them at www.americaschristiancu.com. Again, a call out to our sponsors, U.S. Adopt, Nature's One, Beacon House Adoptions, and America's Christian Credit Union, for helping us to bring this and many other shows to you and your attention, hopefully inspiring and educating you all about adoption. If you like the show, if you have a suggestion or a story that you'd like to share with me, you can reach me at coach@youradoptioncoachradio.com. In the meantime, have a wonderful week. Get online, sign that petition, make a difference today. Thanks so much for being with us.
We hope today's program gave you some inspiration as well as information about adoption. Please tune in next Saturday at 12 noon Pacific time and 3 p.m. Eastern time for another edition of Your Adoption Coach on the Voice America Variety Channel. Thank you again for listening.